Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we're going to talk about the last couple weeks of the show and our wonderful interview with Kathleen Gatti. And you can follow us on our blog at divaofdole.com and follow us on Twitter at Diva of Dole. We also follow us on Facebook at Diva Days, and we're also on iTunes. Joining me tonight are my co-host who's helping me out in the dashboard, Rose.
Hi.
Hi. And Anna's with us, too.
Hello.
Hi. So everybody ready for tonight?
Sure.
Sure. We're all enthused.
Unless by ready you mean actually watch the show this week, in that case, no.
Well, that's all right. We'll help you through it. First of all, we'll talk about our interview last Saturday. Since we didn't have the show last Saturday, we interviewed Kathleen Gatti, thanks to Anna getting her for us. So I want to thank you for that. So
Kathleen was so delightful. She's such a neat lady. Love her.
Yes, I thought it went really well, and it was great. She was a lot of fun.
And we had the guest caller.
Oh yes, I provided the guest caller. We snagged him.
Good job, Marianne. Good job.
Yeah, I know. It took some doing, but I got
today.
Him. Oh, love him. But yeah, Teo Penglis called in to surprise Kathleen, and she was truly surprised and excited.
It was cute. And it was fun.
It was cute. Yeah, and she had thanked me afterwards. But yeah, it was very cute when she. And it was funny the way he came on. I thought it was, you know, Carrie kind of just let him come on, and he just started talking like Teo does. And Kathleen, at first, I don't think caught, because we were all kind of talking, and she didn't kind of catch who it was until she recognized that voice, and she got all excited. So that was fun. So Anna, what else did you want to say anything about the interview?
For people who are Days of Our Lives that are Days of Our Lives mm-hmm. fans that are listening, Kathleen Gatti plays Dr. Obrecht on the evil but sometimes human when she wants to be Dr. Evil Obrecht or Dr. O on General Hospital. And, of course, most of us watch General Hospital, too, and talk about it. As you guys know, we have callers that call in, too. Like, I know Jamie and Jennifer and are fans of GH as well and stuff. So so we often incorporate General Hospital into the show anyway. But we are all really enjoying Dr. O's role on General Hospital, and with Kathleen Gatti playing her. She's so talented. And then, of course, the bonus of the fact that Teo is playing opposite her, who Teo, of course, being, you know, Tony and Andre DeMira on Days for all those years, off and on, and then resuming his role as Victor Cassadine on General Hospital playing opposite of her. So, yeah, it was really a delight to have both of them on, and I think we'll try to have them on again together, maybe formally down the road. But yeah, they were a lot of fun, and Kathleen was just a delight. She's a classy lady, yeah. Worked hard her whole life, and it's great to see her just, you know, loving this role, embracing it, going for it. And you know, obviously Teo and she both have very similar work ethics and passion for what they do, and that makes it exciting for the fans to watch because, you know you're watching, you know, really top-notch talent when the two of them are in scenes together. So it's really fun. We got to know Kathleen a little bit more. She gave us a little bit of Obrecht's accent. She slipped into Obrecht for a minute.
At the beginning.
But it was it was fun to just hear her regular voice and, you know, without the accent. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I thought that was kind of fun to hear her as a regular person as opposed to Dr. O. And so that was fun. And she was very entertaining, funny, very generous with her time and with the fans and just with us answering our questions and stuff. And great storyteller, mm-hmm. just like Teo. And I can imagine that she related something that I thought was really nice, and that when Teo first came on set, he came over and gave her a big hug. And she said that she, being an immigrant from an immigrant family herself, that she, you know, from a Eastern European background via Canada, and then the U.S., that, you know, that was how she greeted people as well. So when he greeted her that way, it was kind of like they were already friends. You know, they just had a great connection from the start and really enjoy working together and everything and respect each other. And so that was fun to hear. And because we're enjoying seeing the product of their labor, but it's nice to know that they're having a good time behind the scenes with all of it. And it sounds like we're going to be, you know, of course, you know, obviously, you know, Teo broke the news that he's coming back to General Hospital again. So hopefully we'll get to see some more sparks fly between the two of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, and speaking of those two together, I don't know if anybody was on Twitter tonight. Teo was on there, and there's a rumor out something about Emma and Spencer go off to try on an adventure to try to find their Uncle Victor. So that's a rumor that was out there. And I think Jan tweeted it, or Jan put it out. There was on that General Hospital happenings. And he was out tweeting, and he said that how Spencer is, like, wonderful. And he says, but Liesl needs to be taken over his knee and given a smack freestyle. style.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry I missed that one.
So maybe we have, who knows, we want some scenes. I think he should suggest that. I think that would be great to see.
Well, and of course, I already put in the request for the tango, and I think it would be fun
there
to have
a tango and a spanking.
About that.
There you go.
Yeah, and somebody was talking, I can't remember who it was, suggested last week when I brought up the tango again, that the nurse's ball would be a fun place. Since last year, Duke and Anna did the tango. It would be kind of fun for these two to do the tango and then do a tango off, maybe look over at DNA and have them get up and do one too or something. I think that would be kind of – I mean, I don't know that DNA fans are hot on that idea, but I think it would be fun to see
them
play
it off. I think it would be
play
great.
It off.
Yeah. Play off each other, you know. Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know, DNA fans,
really,
if they want to let them win,
really,
but still –
I mean, because really, what an awesome foursome, you know, Noah and Ian and Kathleen and Teo, they are all such seasoned, wonderfully talented and, you know, actors that what a joy. I would love to see more of the four of them together, you know, in scenes and stuff. So.
Yeah, that would be great, I think. You need to submit that idea, Anna. That's a great idea.
Well,
and they both Kathleen liked the idea of the tango, and I know Teo liked the idea.
Oh, yeah.
When we interviewed
and
him.
You know they could,
so they both
you know they could do it right. You know they would do it great. They would
oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, yeah. So who knows?
You can see him pulling her to him and her resisting.
Oh, my gosh,
the power play.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I think we're in for some fun down the line, you know, with the little bits and pieces
sounds
I've been
like
hearing
it.
And the rumors that are out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be good. It sounds like sounds like they might get, like, longer story, too, or, like, maybe, you know, so it might be sounding good. I hope so.
So
I
everyone that's enjoying seeing Teo back on General Hospital and everyone that's enjoying Dr. O, be sure to tweet to Ron and, you know, the show, Ron and Frank on GH and hashtag GH and really show the love.
Right. And another thing I liked that she said is she watches herself and she takes notes on what and she said something about if I suck, if I did good. And I know she said I guess even her husband watches with her, and they were watching the one scene where Victor pours his heart on, actually says to her that he loves her, and she just had this look on her face. Because in the script it said unreadable. So But she questioned, I guess, later, like she should have done something, something
but
else
felt
with
like
her face.
She
so
should
she's
have
very
given a little bit of a look or something.
While
right.
we're on GH, though, let's give a shout out to AJ Quartermain, who is
yes.
no more.
I know.
Yes. Yeah.
I like Sean Kanan. I'm bummed.
Yeah, I was, I'm just not a fan, but yeah, I'd hate to see, AJ was a integral, part of the show and all the different characters, and he made for a good story, and with Michael, the conflict
Absolutely.
Was funny, and Michael, and
I know he's going,
I
know
hate
he's going
to Bold
and the Beautiful,
go.
Right?
But is he going
what?
Somewhere? I mean, was his choice to
go?
I
thought he was going to Bold. I
think
he's going to Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was going, but he did tweet out several times, I think, that there was a not-so-love friendship between them and GH. So.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I had a feeling there was that they were not big fans of his, but I like him. I really do. But anyway, whatever. That's a shame, but I'm glad you brought that up. Because, I guess I did
see
where he was
going to go to Bold and
Beautiful.
Yeah, you hate to see any character leave. Yeah, because, every character has their fans.
I don't know.
Somebody.
I have a few that I wouldn't mind seeing leave. Kiki.
Yeah, but then they're
Kiki.
What, on GH?
Yeah.
Or are we talking Days or GH?
Days.
GH.
No,
GH
is what I was talking about.
Okay. Who would you like to see go from GH?
I'm not a big fan of Kiki.
Kiki, I knew you were going to say that because I'm saying the same thing. Yeah. If anybody, I'm not a big fan of hers either.
And I have to give kudos to the mom of Molly. Go ahead. I'm sitting right here reading. Have sex. Go ahead.
That was funny. That was great. That's reverse psychology. Worked out.
Don't you just want to smack Molly, though? I don't know. I just
she changed, did a reverse, really quick, didn't she?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Too quick. Her personality. I mean, But, yeah, her mom was Alexis. Yeah. That was great.
Alexis, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Alexis gives all this advice while she's sleeping with Carly what's his name?
Julian.
Yeah, I heard now. Did they have some hot scenes this week? Because I haven't seen.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've
yeah,
had hot
they
scenes
did.
Already. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there a more grabbing and?
Well, she's always showing that cleavage all the time. Everything she wears is everything's falling
not
out.
As,
you know.
Not as hot as Teresa and Brady going at it though.
That was disgusting to me though, because I can't stand
I don't
the two
like
together.
Oh,
and Brady just being an ass as usual.
Can you imagine if Brady's dad comes back and says, "Yeah, it was all a hoax, and I just had to send that letter to you, and you really are a Brady"? Oh my God, how gross!
Yeah, that's why they did that, I guess, so we could hook those two up. I'm like, gag me.
Poor Eric Martsoff. Can't he get a decent start?
He's becoming unlikable right now, but of course that's a good job as the actor, I guess.
Yeah.
He is becoming unlikable, but Brady.
Yeah.
And wedding bells are all across the board in Days. You've got next week is all week is going to be Will and Sonny. And then you've got Nicole and Eric. And then you've got who's the other ones? There were
E-Jammy.
Several of them.
E-Jammy.
I can't forget them.
But Eric doesn't want to get married, I don't think. Nicole and Eric.
I thought Eric did want to get married so they could have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he's known on Friday he had his doubts, and he's saying that now that he can't do that. He's having his doubts now. Yeah.
Oh.
It's that whole, and I love Nicole when she said, being Catholic, I just laughed. She said, that Catholic thing, the guilt and the, I said, oh yeah, we get that, no sex before marriage. And she's, that Catholic thing. And like, I can relate.
Speaking of Nicole, I couldn't stand her scarf.
Too much.
Oh, yeah,
some of those scarves are too much.
That's really
too big.
Too big. It wasn't even a scarf.
It's a winter scarf.
When you looked at her from behind, there was no scarf there.
Huh.
It was just a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So
some of they're wearing these big winter scarves with their outfits. Kind of looks kind of weird to me, but
well, being
that's what
from
it reminds
Seattle,
of.
I mean, everybody wears scarves, but you can see them
yeah.
from behind. You know?
Oh, okay.
And you couldn't see hers. Hers was just a front scarf.
No. Okay.
It was just a front poof.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, keep going. I'm sorry.
No, look. And you were getting back to your saying about the weddings in Wilson. From what I understand, it days will make soap opera history being the first male gay couple to be married on
yep.
a soap. So that's a big
yep.
thing.
Yep, and it's going to last all week long, supposedly. Oh, my gosh, and Marlena is going to officiate? Really?
Yes, they want her to be a minister. I guess apparently you can take
that.
A course online
she's
and be a minister.
She's going to go from Friday to Monday in the online course to be able to officiate this wedding.
That to me
like,
was
really?
So weird. And I got to tell you, as a Kate fan, that scene pissed me off between Marlena and Kate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're kind of ragging on Kate, everyone seems
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, what's up with this? Everybody's beating up on Kate now. I want to smack people.
Even Lucas
Somebody
and Will
to,
were saying,
yeah.
you know, they
know,
were getting on
like,
her.
What like, the heck?
Well, I'm glad you didn't ask my mother, you know, or,
in case people are wondering, the scene we're talking about is where mm-hmm. Marlena tells Kate that she's Will's favorite grandmother.
He loves her more.
Yeah.
Yeah, loves, you know, Will always loves me more, yeah. Although she came off kidding, but like Kate was like, and Kate was shocked when she heard that she was officiating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then wasn't Lucas is like, well, I hope it's not my mom that's officiating when he said grandma was
Yeah, because it'll be, he'll... It'll because
it'll
then
be
he said because she'll
her.
All about her. Yeah, it'll
so
be all
rude.
About her. Yeah.
Because if anything, Kate is all about her family. You know, I mean, even with covering up Nick's whole thing, you know, that was to protect her great grandbaby and Gabby and Will. You know, I mean, I don't know.
And Marlena was kind enough. If you want to use those words, to apologize for her interfering in Nicole.
Oh, what?
Well, she tried to apologize, but
she made a Marlena attempt at apologizing
And Nicole was so funny, and she says, "Oh, she didn't, you know." Nicole says, "Oh, she just won't give it up, you know." You know, she didn't buy it or whatever, but Nicole's still trying to cover all that up with Dr. Chaika. She burned all the stuff, and I still hate that they did that to Nicole.
Oh, my gosh,
you know,
yes. The last scene was Nicole throwing all those shredded papers in the trash can.
Mm-hmm. And Liam comes up behind her.
Behind her, yeah, and got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No.
They just
and then Caroline
Nicole
was on.
A break.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and Caroline was on. Oh my gosh! Before
She's
I forget,
do a speak.
Don't forget the Jen and Daniel wedding upcoming. And oh my gosh, were Abe and Maxine?
Abe and Maxine. Yeah.
Remember a long time ago, I think it was Kenneth was like Abe and Maxine need to get together or something. I think Kenneth was the one
mm-hmm.
to suggest that.
Yeah, they're going to the wedding together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I loved how everything was going to hell in a handbasket, and Maxine was like, "Oh, you're not leaving."
Yep, she took charge.
We
yeah.
are going to celebrate.
We're going to have a party, yeah, because everybody...
I love Maxine.
Yeah. And another interesting development, I don't know if you saw on Friday, is Kayla and Aiden. Kayla ran
yes.
into Aiden. Yes,
Kayla
and there's
Amy.
A chemistry there. I like
them two.
Yeah. And
then she went to Hope.
Yeah, she went to Hope and was saying about, well, you know this Aiden, is he available? And Hope gets this, like, look, oh, no, I don't like him or whatever. But I think there was a little bit of jealousy there, though, too. Like, she's
I was a little bit off on the Jennifer and Hope and Aiden thing, but it's Kayla and Hope and Aiden.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, I thought maybe Jennifer, too, but now Jennifer's still stuck with it. You know, she just won't let go of Daniel. But then Aiden overheard all the things that Hope was saying about him. You know, kind of like, right, yeah. So, but I kind of like Kayla and Aiden, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of,
they
were
actually pretty good together.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, huh?
Yeah. So that was an interesting
twist. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, Liam because
Hope is still technically married to Kayla's brother.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Let's
her sister-in-law.
The playing field here, you know. Mm-hmm. Kayla is divorced.
Yeah.
Hope isn't.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what Mary Beth was talking about when she said Joey makes an appearance. Maybe Joey and Chase or something, or I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, both Jen in the chat room both like Liam. They both like Liam, which he kind of makes
Liam
the
is
kind of the creepy guy.
Somebody. Liam.
Yeah,
wait,
he's a
Liam.
They both
like
he
you?
Is so gonna kidnap
Liam.
Somebody.
Liam.
Oh, they like Liam. Oh, okay.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, he is kind of creepy. I mean, he plays the creepy stalker guy pretty well. You know. Oh,
yeah.
We got Jennifer's lingerie. And he has
is he going to kidnap, but this last week showed me, is he going to kidnap Jennifer or is he going to kidnap Abby to hold against,
he's supposed to cause trouble for Jennifer, so I don't know how he's going to, see, I thought Teresa was going to tell him off until Daniel got on him, and now, you know, then she didn't then, but. Yeah.
No, Teresa was too busy in bed with freaking
Brady. Well, that was disgusting. I don't know. And, you know, some people might have thought it was hot, but I didn't think so. I just don't like Teresa and him together. She just brings them down, which everyone's trying to tell him. You know, you think he would have learned. He's so stupid.
Well, what I find funny is everybody is warning Brady against bad Teresa. Well, who's warning Teresa about bad Brady?
Yeah, Teresa deserves it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. Teresa's versus. Yeah, well, that's true. But Brady's just being an ass. He was an ass before Teresa, actually.
Yeah.
Before he got involved with Teresa, he was just as bad, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He was. He was just as bad before Teresa. So why are we warning Teresa against? Why aren't we warning Teresa against Brady? Why?
Nobody cares about Teresa. I don't know. Teresa's a bad girl, and she needs to get karma. So Brady's her karma. I don't know, but good question.
Yeah.
I just think most of the people are thinking, she deserves whatever trouble she gets because she's causing trouble for everybody else.
Jen's in the chat room saying, can Liam just maybe bump off Teresa and then we can get Shane and Kim back?
Yeah,
I like that. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God. Well, and then
I guess we'll get her sister coming back, right?
Eve Donovan will be making an appearance at some point. I still think
Eve's coming back soon.
I really think that's such – I just can't reconcile that casting. Nothing against Cassie, because I think she, you know, is a great actress, but I just can't reconcile her as Eve in my mind. I don't know. Maybe she'll get it – maybe she'll convince me. I don't know. I guess I have to see it.
But that
to me,
makes me wonder,
even though I was not
Eve
a fan,
to come
I was
back
not a fan.
To save her sister.
I was not a fan of Eve. What's that?
Does Eve have to come back to save her sister?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I mean, I was never really a fan of Eve, But to me, that's always going to be Charlotte Ross. Maybe that's just my mind, you know, I don't know. But
yeah.
It's just hard to picture somebody else playing her. Not that I was a fan of the character to begin with, but I just kind of odd. But, you know, anyway, whatever. I mean, maybe Cassie will come in and make it her own, and you know, it'll be really good. I don't know.
Like I've said all along, Eve makes Teresa look like an angel.
Let's hope. Yeah, I don't know. So let's see. Oh, you were talking about Kate. Well, she had really good scenes with Sammy. I don't know if you
and
I'm going
to go back and watch those because I missed those.
Yeah, where Sammy kind of admitted that she likes her, that I really like you.
Oh, wow.
And the exchange between them was really cute. You know,
oh,
did
man.
I just like
that's,
oh, wait?
That's
did I just say
Cammy.
That? Oh no. Oh, it was
oh,
really
that's major Cammy stuff. I gotta watch. Those.
It was good
oh,
Cammy
it.
Stuff. It was, yeah.
Oh,
where they finally were admitting to each other. It kind of came
oh.
back to her too. Yeah, of course. And then sooner, you know, they're gonna be at each other's
of
throats
course.
Again. But yeah,
but
it was,
are they
yeah.
the best frenemies?
Frenemies.
They are the best frenemies.
Frenemies.
Because you know what, if they really, at the end of the day, hated each other, truly hated each other, it wouldn't be entertaining. But because we know that underneath it all, there's such a history between the two of them, and there is some odd sort of mutual respect between them, and commiseration, if you will, or whatever, that it's like they're intertwined in each other's lives, where they want it, whether they want to be or not, and have been for so many years. But I think it just makes for such great material between the two of them because they can play off that. They can hate each other one minute and be on the same team the next, you know, and that's what a frenemy relationship really is about, you know. So they really epitomize that, in my opinion.
Right. Now, let's see. And what else? Justin was back.
Oh, good.
Saw Justin today. He come back, you know, and he was talking to Sonny about the wedding. Sonny and Will asked three people to speak at the wedding, and one of them was Caroline. They came to Caroline and asked her, want them to speak at the wedding. And what they were kind of, and Caroline said, well, she had a good friend of hers, two friends that were together for 40 years, and like a gay couple, two
uh-huh.
women, and, you know, they were never able to marry, so she was so happy to see that. And then Sonny asked Justin to also speak at the wedding, and then Will asked Lucas to speak at the wedding. So now they asked their dads, and it was funny when it came out. And then, of course, Marlene is officiating. Well, Will gets a call from Sammy, but you don't see Sammy, but he's on the phone with Sammy, and she's all upset because she didn't get asked to do anything. And then, you know, I knew this was going to, I saw that coming. And then, of course, Sonny gets a call from Adrian, and she finds out. And all she, and then when she found out that Sammy wasn't doing it, then they were both okay because they found out neither one was doing anything.
Oh, funny.
So they were, that was funny. So then it comes back, and then here Lucas and Justin meet up, and they're, Will said, you can talk, you know, Justin's going to speak, and he said, Dad, you can be kind of like the comic relief, you know, you can, because you're always good at, you know, and you know how Brian is. I just thought of Brian,
uh-huh.
and he's such a hoot at a fan event, you know, he's just
uh-huh.
funny. So then it showed Justin and Lucas talking, and there's kind of like a little bit of a competition there. Well, what are you going to say, you know, or maybe we should compare notes, And
I love it.
And Lucas said about trying to be funny, and Justin says, wait a minute, I can be funny. I can be funny, too. I was funny at the last lawyers' convention or whatever. And Lucas said, I don't know, you know, more or less, uh-oh, you know, you're not going to really be funny, are you? So I don't know what to expect. So I think it's going to be some fireworks. I'm sure it's going to be fun.
And
so that
just,
it was nice to
isn't
see
that. Isn't
that
just the coolest writing to have those scenes? That is awesome. I can hardly wait to see that. That
mm-hmm.
is cool. I mean, because that would be so natural for the two fathers to do, like, well, what are you going to talk about? Well, what are you going to talk about? oh, yeah. I can be funny too. And, you know, I can just see that. That's
oh, they were funny. It was funny. And then, like, Will was trying to explain to Sammy, well, Mom, we didn't want you to have to worry about anything, just to sit back and enjoy our weddings. Of course, you know that neither one of them wanted their mothers up there talking or saying anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you just never know what, especially Sammy, but Adrian anymore, too. Yeah, yeah.
They're both loose cannons, yeah.
They are, yes, yes. So,
That's funny. Oh, man.
Yeah. And, of course, I don't know if anybody wants to talk about Rafe and Jordan. And it was revealed that Ben was her brother. No? Okay.
That's right.
Ben, they revealed Ben's her brother.
Ben's a cute guy, but, I mean, they're so boring. I don't know.
But Rafe jumped her brother.
Yeah, because he thought, because he grabbed Jordan. Yeah, I guess he thought. Well, he didn't know it was her. I mean, they were kind of having an argument.
You know, like, Rafe isn't winning brownie points already. Yeah. He jumped her brother.
Rafe's a jerk anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I can't stand Jordan and Rafe together, so whatever. Ugh.
Yeah.
They're painful. They're painful to watch.
That's about all the kind that went on with them, you know, the same old kind of boring. Kind of just trying to figure out what the secret is, so I don't know.
Yeah, because Jordan said something about how, you know, nobody can know that we're brother and sister. Jen brought up a good point. Who's mayor?
What's that?
Who's mayor?
Who's the mayor?
Who's the mayor in Salem?
Oh, I don't know. Is it Abe?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think he ever decided who mayor was. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, that goes way back, doesn't it? Wasn't it EJ and Abe?
Yeah, it was EJ. It was Abe, and then it was EJ, and then it was nobody.
Okay.
Because you would think that the mayor would officiate.
Yeah, that's usually who you get. You know,
or the judge. How about the judge?
Justice of the peace or, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a judge.
Or somebody.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to
be
Maya.
Sounds like an interesting wedding.
A whole week's worth.
Yes.
There are callers if you want to.
There are callers? Oh, yeah, I do see that. Yeah. What is it? Yeah, we'll bring a caller on. I think this is Angela. Hold on. Hello?
Hi,
Angela?
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Hey,
good.
Angela.
How are you?
Doing good. Y'all are so funny. I'm enjoying it. Just sitting here listening. And you've really got me teed for next week with the wedding. I think it really does. I think, Anna, I liked what you were saying about how the writing is just going to be so good. I mean, they've just got all these funny characters. And, I mean, you just look at the whole combination of the people that are going to be there.
and I'm guessing, I could be wrong, but it would be a really smart move if the Coolisons are the ones that write the scripts for next week. They always do the best ensemble stuff.
I have to interrupt 1 second just to say that during that talk with Marlena talking about her computer skills, I mean, like, really?
Yeah.
Angela, don't you think? I hope that the Coolitons are the ones writing most of next week.
Did we lose her?
Hello? Oh, did Angela's call drop?
Hello? Not yet.
No. She looks like she's still there.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Couldn't hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to bring in I'm going to spring in our other caller too. We can just all talk.
Angela, what were you saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, I, like I said, I was just having a problem with the phone. That's it. Go ahead.
No, but I hope the Coolitons are the ones right next week, because I think they do great with the ensemble.
Jamie, you're on too. So. I brought Jamie on too.
Hey, Jamie.
We get everybody on. Okay.
Yeah.
What is everybody? So, is everybody?
Go ahead, Angel.
Interested? I was listening earlier what you were saying about Aiden, and I hope that they kind of go ahead and give us some of his backstory a little bit more than just you know what we've gotten so far. You know, with Hope. Because I really do. I kind of like the character. I'm excited about what you were saying about Kayla too. That would be interesting. And I really do kind of like Daniel Cosgrove. So I'm hoping that
I really like him a lot.
This is the time to be able to fill in some things. Because just like what you're saying about Jordan, you know, bless her heart, she's been on the air almost a year. And you know, when anybody drags out this mystery for a year, it's almost like, Are you even really sure what the story is going to be yet?
Yeah, they might not even know themselves, the writers. You know, that could be. I hope that they do.
This is good timing to do some backstory for some of these folks. Like I said, I think Liam is kind of creepy too. So I think I have the feeling he is.
I kind of like Liam. Yeah, just from that creepy thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm pleased with the show. I'm anxious to see how the wedding comes off. I think that's going to be a really good thing. And but you know, I like Aiden, and as much as I want Hope to have more story, the more I see Hope and Aiden, the more I miss Bo.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of like Kayla and Aiden. I just saw more of a spark there than I did Aiden and Hope.
What do we think Liam's gotten planned here?
He's trying to end up kidnapping Daniel or something. Kidnapping Daniel, maybe? We might think Jennifer, but maybe it's Daniel.
Daniel?
I don't know.
Yeah, he probably wants Daniel out of the way to get to Jennifer.
You think he'll get what, Jamie?
He probably wants to get Daniel out of the way so he can have Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so maybe he'll get Daniel out of the way. Yeah, that's true.
Since we've got everybody online here, we did not have a show last week. Obviously, like we said, we had Dr. O on. We did not touch on the EJ Abby pregnancy.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And the fact that the doctor called Stefano to tell him that it was done.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, we still don't know if she's pregnant or not.
I'm wondering. Yes, they told her no, she's not. But in a few months from now, she might be surprised.
And also, the photos are still out there. And is it Stefano that has the photos, or is it Nick?
Yeah, we don't know.
Oh, the photo. We all think it's Nick.
Because with that doctor working with Stefano, it could be Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. I don't know. Several of these, they've posted a couple of pictures, behind-the-scenes pictures of Allison Sweeney, one at Christmas and then one at the, when they had the engagement party for EJ and Sammy. She wore the white dress. It was when... I can't think of the woman's name, tried to shoot Chad at the club. And she had this, big SLR-type camera around her neck. And, I keep thinking, it's just kind of peculiar that they would just do all these behind-the-scenes shots of her with that camera. And so I guess I'm still kind of wondering, is it possible that there is some real trick to this whole story? And somehow, not that Sammy really knows, but somehow I just keep finding it odd that they keep doing all these behind-the-scenes pictures with her and the camera, because she's usually known for carrying her phone everywhere, and she could take pictures with her phone easily. And I would think that's kind of how she normally does it. I know James Scott is a photographer, so of course, I could see him taking a camera to something behind the scenes, but keep having her show up in these pictures, I kind of wonder. I'm anxious to see. I think that's clever. Like I said, I don't think any of us really know. It's not clear to anybody exactly. We know Stefano. Stefano always knows everything, I think.
Yeah,
so,
and what's Nick's plan? What's Nick's plan? Because
Nick talking to Jordan and Cheryl earlier, and you dropping on their conversation?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. We did see that with Cheryl and Jordan.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting because it's not like Nick knows them, really.
And,
yeah.
And the EJ lover in me absolutely thought that James did a spectacular job on the ledge.
The whole ED stuff. Oh, yes.
That hasn't died yet.
And he blamed it on Stefano. Poor Stefano. He dumped it on Stefano
Stefano and Kate and stuff, yeah.
And Sammy was so funny when she's, oh, my God, did I do something? What did I do? What did I do wrong? That was funny. So.
But then when EJ tells her that it was Stefano, she's like, ew, Stefano and Kate, gross.
Yeah.
And Sammy hasn't let that go yet. Got to keep talking about Stefano's problem.
Yes.
So speaking of Stefano,
did you
see the dinner between Stefano and Kate?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yes.
Thanks, Jamie. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What'd you think about that?
Stefano had to call her a whore again.
Yeah.
I'm glad she
Now, what was
off.
Stefano's
That's
idea? Good. Well, I guess Kate did it for Chad, I guess. Chad asked her to meet
Kate
with Stefano one last.
Chad. But,
so are they getting back together or what?
I think what I know, what I found the best was Sammy confronting Stefano after he got the information from the doctor about the pregnancy. We're going to go down the whole line again of Sammy demands to be out of that mansion.
Okay, I'm trying to remember that.
Sammy confronted Stefano and said, if you love us, you'll let us go. And she confronted Stefano and said that they wanted to move out.
Okay. And this whole time, of course, Stefano knows everything that's happened.
And, of course, by now, Stefano already knows everything that's going on, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm thinking, does Stefano want Sammy and EJ to get married, or he doesn't? I always thought he wanted them to be together. I don't know. Or if he's going to use this again.
I don't know. I think Stefano just wants EJ to sow his seeds.
EJ. Yeah, or he wants something on EJ, saying, you know, just wants to keep him under his thumb, you know, and he says, you know. So, I don't know.
Oh, and Stefano should
better
have
If Stefano threatens EJ too much, maybe he'll mix up some of the blue pills with some water, and poor Stefano will have a heart attack. And that's what they say in the movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of a side effect or a danger of those pills.
Yeah, and another thing was so funny with James Scott when he picked up that pamphlet and saw it was for erectile dysfunction. He says, "I wish I had that problem."
I know.
Maybe
no,
that's
don't,
why
EJ,
Liam's
but...
crazy because he has that problem.
Could be.
Yeah,
well, he's kind of creepy with.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
no.
He was just creepy with the whole lingerie stuff and stalking Jennifer.
Yeah.
Mhm.
And those dreams and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What you were saying, Angela?
What kind of back to what Rose was saying about the, the young girl that played Dr. Garcia, the one that did the test for Abby, she had won some contest or there was something special about that because that was kind of like a walk-on kind of thing. I can't remember now.
Really?
What the situation was, but yeah, the girl that played Dr. Garcia, and but you know, I'm taking this way too seriously because it's Dave. But you know, I kept thinking, you know, there's just so many things that would be wrong with telling someone that they weren't pregnant when they were, you know, because the person wouldn't know, you know, to be taken care
right.
of themselves.
Yeah,
but
she worked for Stefano.
How are you going to get around that? Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
So I kind of just think I'm hoping that he was just checking to see that he would know as soon as possible.
And to let us
know
that he knows what's going on, you know, that
right.
he knows everything. Yeah.
Right.
Buddy
so
JJ.
I really don't want another Who's the, if they never do another Who's the Daddy story or Who's the Father or here somebody the secret baby has a
well,
secret
that's
baby.
Classic soap though. It's, yeah.
Well, I don't think they can do that with Abigail because the only two people that she slept with are Chad and EJ. So.
Oh, it's Chad and EJ that she slept with. Yeah.
Yeah, so they can't really do a Who's the Daddy story with her.
Yeah, any variation on the theme, I'm just kind of worn out.
And Chad was too long gone, so it couldn't be Chad's, you know, mm-hmm. nobody.
Well, no, I mean, and it couldn't have really been the situation in the cabin now because of the way they were doing the, you know, she was counting her days or whatever and everything. So it had to be, if something had happened, it would have happened in that athletic club. In the shower.
Yeah, I did it quite a few times, and in the shower. And
yeah, yeah but he's got Brady kids. How about Horton kids? I mean, it kind of holds true to the whole show.
What is?
Stefano. We still have the secret behind what Mrs. Horton had. And
oh, on Stefano.
You've already got Brady kids. Now, what about Horton kids? See, it would fall in line with what Stefano would want in the way of revenge on Salem.
Hmm. I haven't thought of that.
Yeah. They go back to that storyline. I don't know. I just wonder what Stefano's whole connection and what he wants. Is he going to use it to break Sammy and EJ up or just to, you know, leverage with EJ? I don't know.
Well, he sure isn't happy with Sammy right now.
And Nick is just planning on something. I don't know what. Not, maybe he'll say, maybe everything will come out at the Wilson wedding, you know? Will this wedding really go off? You know, it's not too many weddings go off in Salem anymore, so... Oh no! Curious.
Sammy's on 13, so.
Yeah.
Oh, and Gabby was annoying as always, saying, "Oh, can Nick come to the wedding?"
Thankfully, from everything we know, the Wilson wedding will go off without a hitch. I hope.
Yes. Yeah. Let's hope. Yeah.
I know, but Gabby.
I'm with you, Jamie. I'm ready for Gabby to go on. I really am. I'm like.
I thought she was
going to
be gone. I know.
I thought she was too. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's planned so that they've
Gabby's last air date is May.
Wow. Hmm.
So it's coming soon. I don't know.
No, it's maybe
nothing personal against the actress.
Well, I still want Gabby to go to prison for kidnapping Melanie and causing the disaster.
Yeah. Well, her last air date is May. So.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
And it's kind of karma for Gabby for her to go to prison for kidnapping Melanie since Nick did the same thing. So.
I'm loving Nick though. I love having he's a little bit different kind of villain than we've had in a long time. And I just like I said, I like Blake Barris so much. So I hope that he survives the summer.
Jen's right in my thinking of. You know, Abby is the granddaughter of Laura Horton. So,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, could she go crazy as well?
Well, she kind of did. She kind of did with Austin.
Well, not all the way yet. I mean, could she?
Well, yeah, she kind of bounced back. Yeah.
Could Stefano keep her hostage while the baby's born, whatever. I mean, just throwing things out there. And she goes crazy over it.
Could be.
I mean,
because you know,
they also brought up a second time about her going to London. I mean, they dropped that two or three times as an option.
Huh?
They've had several different variations on conversations with her about that she could go to London. You know, and hide out if she was pregnant. And
She's talked about going to London. She's talked about going anywhere so nobody knows she's pregnant. and then she finds out she really is pregnant, and, I mean, all kinds of things could happen.
Yeah, I just hope not. they say that she's supposed to have a new, was it, is it she's going to date Ben, Jordan's brother, somebody. She's supposed to start dating somebody.
They're supposed to meet, I think. Yeah, Abby and Ben.
Okay. So maybe that will be, that'll be something. And then we haven't heard.
Not a redo of Gabby and Nick, though, please.
I'm just ready for the Gabby to go.
Like when Gabby met Nick, she was pregnant. So
yeah.
For her to meet,
I don't even remember
for her.
Oh, and I like when Sammy asked EJ to go over and take care of Gabby, like he did Abby. Like go talk to her and do your. I'm there. Oh gosh, watch out, Gabby. Although Gabby's on to EJ, she's, you know, this one way, you know, she's dumb in other ways, but, you know, she knew what EJ was
in. On that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Between EJ and Gabby at the apartment, Nick was looking through the window.
He was listening, wasn't he? Or I think he heard part of it. I know EJ went over and closed the door then. Or something. So
closed the door, and he just moved to the open window. I think he got it all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited that, like I said, we'll see the Wilson wedding. There's several other little things that, you know, that we have been leaked over time. You know, they kept talking about how they had hired these lookalikes, and of course we saw a lookalike for Kristen. They've already done that. They talked about a lookalike for Daniel. I don't think we've seen that. They said there was going to be a lookalike for Teresa. I don't think we've seen that.
Well, Kristen evidently comes on with bangs and bruises.
Okay.
She announced on Twitter she announced on Twitter that she has the bruises to prove the way that Kristen comes back on scene.
Oh, maybe the bruises from the car wreck with her and Nicole, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's been so long ago. I know in Salem.
No, that's not the way it sounded. That's not the way it sounded. It sounded like she got beat up when she showed up.
Oh, I bet she did. She'd have a lot of people ready to bring her neck, wouldn't she? And so I think it's going to be interesting to see what they end up doing with this whole Abby story. I do hope they don't drag it on too long. I hope she's not pregnant, but like I said, I just really don't want to see another baby, you know, be jeopardized at all, even for a couple of weeks when somebody doesn't know and that kind of thing. I just don't want them to. I hope they don't do that. But it's going to be, I'll be glad to see, that, you know, by the end of the summer, we'll have a whole lot of new characters. And y'all were talking about Cassie DePaiva coming on as Eve Donovan. And Cassie DePaiva is so good. So I'm excited to see that. I remember Eve, I remember Charlotte Ross's Eve Donovan, but I wasn't as attached to that story at the time for some reason. I went back and looked at some of it not pretty recently to kind of refresh my memory. But like I said, they're hiring another 50 to
Hello?
I'm Hello? Still here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Angela's still there? Did she drop?
I don't know.
Not yet.
Not yet. So I'm trying to think. I think, did we cover most of the stuff on days? I'm thinking we did. I'm trying to look at
Lucas
my notes.
And Carol.
This week
Lucas
was mostly leading up. This week was mostly leading up to the Wilson wedding.
Yeah, to the Wilson wedding.
Last week was, of course, the pregnancy and all that stuff. Oh, there was a scene where reminded me of the tea party where JJ's friends decided to friend.
Oh yeah, JJ and Paige.
New love, his new love. Yeah,
Paige.
Paige. Paige, yeah. Okay.
And so he's trying to bounce back from that one.
Mm-hmm. I remember
I
Rory
like
showed up at the door with the pizza at the party.
Oh,
yeah.
Rory. I love Rory. Who likes
he
Rory?
Said, oh,
I
didn't put pot in the pizzas. That's funny.
Yes.
Rory is awesome. And I thought,
yeah,
it was funny.
Oh, don't worry. I didn't put any pot in the pizzas. That's cute.
I did like the scene where JJ turned around to his mom and said, Rory always looks stoned, whether he's not or not. Whether he is or
he
isn't.
He always looks stoned. Or he is or isn't. Yeah.
He always looks stoned.
Yeah, I like Rory. Rory and T. I like T. You know, I like both of them.
Yeah, when is T going to realize that Nick set them up?
He's not, probably. Yeah, he likes Gabby. I think he liked Abby, too. So I don't know. They need to find somebody for T.
They need to find
yeah,
somebody for
T. And
T.
Abby.
T's awesome.
T and Abby would be good.
And Abby, yeah.
But now that it looks like this Ben guy is going to be with Abby, so I don't know.
And I do like the new set at the school. It's not a new set. It's an old set. It's from the days back in Martha, what is her name? Martha, well, when the kids
last,
were there.
Was it the last blast?
Oh, that's Christmas
the
Storm.
The last blast, yeah.
Last blast.
It's the same set, but yeah, it's the same set, but it's new to us because it's newly painted, and I like it. I like the set. I wish they'd use it more. And yes, it looks like Angela did boot. So
did she drop? Did she drop?
Yeah.
No.
She dropped.
I saw that. Lovely blog talk, don't you?
Blog talk loves us.
Yeah.
I do like the new set. Wish they use it more. Especially with all these kids. I mean, they've got all these kids. Let's see more school stuff.
No, I don't know. Usually in the summer, don't they usually go with the younger crowd? But
well, yeah.
Do we have a younger
this,
crowd other than JJ and Rory, Bev, and Paige?
JJ and Rory and Bev, and then all your new people that are coming on set. You've got your And then you've got Paige's friends, and I mean, there's a lot of people that could be used at that set.
And then new Joey as well, right?
New Joey. Joey could be used there. I like seeing a new set. That's just all there is to
it. Yeah.
Seeing the Horton House all the time. I love the Horton House, but it's getting old.
Yeah.
There's, let's see, what else happened last week that we didn't talk about?
Well, Lucas told Cheryl not to talk to Nick anymore.
He kind of got, that was this week, where Lucas told Cheryl not to talk to Nick anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And
he basically said, because he's a chemist, not a market person or whatever.
Yeah, what was up with that? Nick talking to the new intern, it's like, really? Why?
I think Nick just likes to see who he can manipulate and who he can get to his advantage. I don't know. Maybe a connection
like
with Lucas.
He's dropping on Jordan. Cheryl. So.
Well, plus didn't Nick figure out that Kate manipulated the situation to get what's her name in town?
Yeah, he should have been getting scoop on Kate.
Yeah,
getting that's like more blackmail on Kate. You know, more stuff on Kate. I guess I don't know.
But I would think he would eavesdrop more on Kate, not on Jordan.
Jen says Nick just wants to unnerve people.
He does.
He's just trying to get into Lucas' business. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, and Lucas held Cheryl's hand and was grinning, so that was cute.
They're so cute.
I like
on board together.
I like Lucas and
Did I hear somewhere they're going to get together? They are going to get them together?
I hope so.
Yeah, down the line.
Are
they
going to be at the wedding together? Is Cheryl going to be at the wedding?
Oh, I know something that happened last week that was foretelling. Lucas and Sammy were going through pictures. They were going through pictures for a family tree. And
somebody had to do a project or something, school project or something for a family tree.
Yeah, there was a school project. Yeah, yeah. And
I think that's...
and Sammy made a very clear note that Lucas was her first everything, her first friend, her first this, her first that.
Was that
Sammy
when they showed the Looney Green wedding picture? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yep, they showed the green wedding Angela's pictures.
Angela's
back. And when Lucas left, Sammy was in tears. I don't know.
I thought that was really a sweet scene. And, I almost thought those tears were kind of real from Alice and Sweeney, you know, it's kind of reflecting on, think about she and Brian Dottillo worked together for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And
they were
last
her first
week,
love.
Last week we were able to see Sammy with everybody. You had, except Rafe. You had Sammy with everybody. You had Sammy and EJ, Sammy and Lucas. You had all of the fan groups all had their moment.
Mm-hmm.
I really did like the Sammy and Lucas scenes, and I really did like the fact that Sammy pointed out that Lucas was her first friend, her first everything. So that was really important, I think. I'm trying to think of what else.
Yeah.
So do you think Stefano and Kate are going to get back together?
Huh?
It doesn't sound like
Stefano
it.
Stefano and Kate are going to get back together?
I thought maybe it's...
Who? Stefano and Kate?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll get back together?
No, I think she's done with him. Nope.
Okay, seemed like she was done with
that dinner.
Nope.
With that dinner.
I think that was a final. I just don't see her leaving like that, storming
off
like that.
But she stormed out.
Yeah.
You know.
And I loved her line that she said to Stefano that Stefano doesn't know how to love people. He only knows how to be possessive of them.
Yeah, they were great scenes. But yeah, I kind of felt like...
And
that was sayonara, you know?
Well, I don't know, because she was pretty upset at the end of it.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I don't have an appetite anymore, and starting to cry
like,
a little bit.
What have I done type upset.
Mm-hmm.
Jen in the chat room is saying maybe a Cayman reunion.
That would be nice. No,
I don't think that would happen because I mean I liked Cayman, but we would never see Kate if that happened, in my opinion.
Yeah, because we never see Roman.
We never see Roman.
Well, that's what I mean. Roman's never on, so if she reunited with Roman, then we'd probably never see him.
And you would think that Roman would be involved. You would think that Roman would be involved in this Wilson wedding.
Uh huh.
Well, the thing is, if they put Roman and Kate back together, we could see more of them because we could see more of Kayla if they're going to put her and Aiden together. You know, because we haven't seen Kayla in a long time until Friday. So.
Yeah, we don't see Kayla a lot either.
Uh-huh.
I want more Aiden.
She's probably going to be on more now, but they're putting her and Aiden together probably.
Yeah. more Abe and Maxine.
The only problem is that Kayla's, I mean, that Mary Beth is not on contract, and, you know, Daniel Cosgrove is. So, I don't know. I'm hoping that
that's just for
that
to make
Kate
Hope
gets
jealous.
A new love interest.
Yes, Kate.
What Angela? You hope what?
I said I'm hoping Kate gets a new love interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before my phone went wacko earlier, I was saying, yeah, but there's that 50 to 70-year-old executive who's supposed to be very arrogant that comes on, and to me that would be a good candidate for Kate.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that too. I mean, I want to see a full rate reunion too, but I would like to see her with somebody new too. That would be fun.
Somebody new, yeah.
But speaking of casting, did you hear that there's going to be like a 30-year-old African-American person coming on?
I saw that too.
I saw that.
You think that'll be a relative of Maxine, maybe?
Huh. Oh, yeah, because she did mention that she had
maybe.
A son.
Is it a woman or is it a man?
I think they said woman.
A man.
So it could be her sister or her daughter or whoever.
Because maybe it's Maxine's, rival. Although I love Maxine, I hope Maxine never goes anywhere. Oh, my gosh. I love her to death.
Yeah, it could be like Maxine's sister or whatever.
Oh.
They're going to put her and Abe together.
Oh. Jan says it's a woman, so it could be her rival.
Her rival? Who would that be, though? Like, why would she have a rival?
Yeah.
Against
maybe
with
Abe?
Maybe
for Abe, you mean?
Yeah.
Somebody. I have a triangle there.
Maybe.
Mm. Triangle there.
Yeah.
Trying to read the chat.
Anything else?
Some people
are
saying maybe it's Alexi recast, but I don't want it to be that.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope they don't bring anybody else back from the dead.
Yeah, some people.
Oh, yeah, I don't want a recast of Lexi.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah, some people, just when they die of certain things, they should just,
I'm hoping that we'll get some more music soon. You know, what's so neat is I love Casey Moss that plays JJ. I think he's done such a great job when he's played the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And the new actor that plays Ben, Jordan's brother, is also a musician.
Oh.
Speaking of music, maybe Wally Kurth will sing at the wedding.
And Jan
I would
says,
love to hear a little
gorgeous
bit of music.
Experience, African-American actress to play early 30s, to play the contract role of Shauna, who is described upscale, professional, confident, and sexy. Her beauty is only matched by her intelligence and heart. She is forthcoming. And
authentic
authentic and captivates wherever she goes.
Early 30s.
Okay. That's
cool. Well, that could be Victoria Rowell. Victoria Rowell is in her 40s, isn't she?
Is that, what's that?
I was asking, how old is Victoria Rowell? You know, the actress that used to be on Diagnosis and Young and the Rest.
She's older, isn't she?
I think she's in her 40s.
I'm thinking 40s, right? Older.
Mm-hmm.
Or older.
Yeah. Well, they need more they need more diverse cast, so I think that
They do.
They do.
Ever since Lexi died, they kind of just disappeared and nothing.
Well, I remember when was it when Gabby gave birth or no, what was it? Who was it that next or when I know when Gabby was going to have premature labor. And Maxine was praying with her and all that stuff. Didn't she say something about her son at that time? I can't remember. Like, that she had him early or something? And
her daughter.
Yes, she talked about her son, I think.
Wasn't her daughter?
I think it would be great for them to add a family for Maxine. Like I said, I don't know.
Or was it a daughter?
She's so good.
Yeah.
And
bring
she's so
Celeste
funny,
back
too.
As well.
Oh, Celeste. I love her. Yeah.
Yeah, bring
but,
Celeste
I miss I miss
only,
her, the actress.
Tanya Boyd
I miss
the
actress
Celeste,
that created
though.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring her back.
Yeah, she was such a Tanya Boyd, I think was her name.
Yes,
she
Tanya
was
Boyd.
So fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It would, just be a very difficult for anyone to step into those shoes because it was such a unique character.
Yeah, and when they did try it, it just didn't, even though I liked the
actress. It didn't kind of work when they did try it.
Replaced her, but it was not working out.
Well, they could bring Tanya back.
Bringing people back. Let's bring back, I had it on tip of my tongue. Whoops.
Well, last week you said bring back Philip, and I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Philip, JKJ, though.
Last week you said Philip, and I agree, because you said lots of story with that, and I agree.
Yeah, Philip would be
all
a good one.
All these years have gone by. They've never put Philip and Chloe back together again.
Nicole's mom.
Faye Walker.
Faye Walker.
Yeah, I can see
that.
Valerie Wildman, yeah.
Yes. Valerie Wildman, we love her.
Yeah, throw her in with Abe and Maxine. There's a triangle right there.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-huh, there you go.
Bring Faye back from the dead.
I swear she's in the Demira basement, tied up down there. I'm telling you.
Oh.
Well, maybe when they put Abby in the basement, they'll find Celeste.
I'm hoping somebody does.
Well, maybe with Kristen all bruised up, maybe her and someone else got into a fight down in the basement or something.
Who was that? Maybe Cassie and Rex are down in the basement, too, not.
They can stay down in the basement.
They can stay down
no
there.
No aliens.
Yeah.
No aliens.
Aliens.
No. Please, no. No more aluminum foil.
There you go, though. Maybe when Kristen comes back, she comes back with a vengeance and shows everybody where everybody is.
Yeah. Bringing them all
maybe
back.
She'll even she might even find Don Craig.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that wasn't that a hit, Rose. That was
along
somewhere.
With his mail.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, and they can bring back grandfather. It wasn't he psycho?
Oh, yes. Alex Marshall. Love Alex Marshall.
Yeah, they bring him back, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a shame. He passed away, I believe, several years ago. But I love Quinn Redeker.
Oh, I think he's still alive. Pretty sure.
No, I don't know.
He's still alive.
Wow.
He's still alive.
Maybe he is, but I don't think he's well.
Because I know the Jason from Barack, he had a lunch with him a year or so ago. I don't. Yeah, that Jason met in Burlington.
Mm-hmm. Maybe AJ could come back.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I love Quinn Redeker.
Yeah, and they showed a flashback on Young and the Restless because he was also on Young and the Restless for a while. I saw a flashback not too long ago.
Yeah, he played Nikki's father, abusive father. Right, when they were talking about her. That's what it was. I guess we really haven't done a lot of talking about what actually happened the last two weeks. Just we went back.
I think we covered just about everything. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah,
I can't either.
Does anybody have anything else, or we can wrap it up, or we can go.
Oh, what about Philip?
Was the DH this week?
Yeah,
Philip.
We talked DH a little bit. What's that?
You know, Philip. In all reality, I've been actually thinking about this and pondering this. Jan brought up Philip, but. I've actually been pondering this. You know, Brady's going downhill. Somebody needs to take over and pull him by the ear and say, this is what you're going to do. And Chloe's already basically on scene, off scene. Parker's already there, so you've got a conundrum right there with Parker and Daniel and Phyllis. Why not bring her back? Why not bring Phyllis back?
Yeah, Kate's there. His mother.
Who's running
Lucy?
Titan right now?
Brady.
I still have the sense that they're going to really expand the Donovan family. You know, I guess I'm wondering if the Kiriakis family might get a little bit smaller and the Donovan family will get bigger. How many primary families are they going to try to keep on the screen?
Not, but.
Jamie, did you say something about GH? Did you want to say something about GH?
Oh, did you watch GH this week?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
What did you think about the engagement party with the secret about the baby coming out?
Very good. That was, I thought I'd done well. That was best. That was good.
Yeah.
Nicola,
you know,
I love Nicola.
The whole cast was there at the party.
The whole cast was one of those things where it comes
it
down
nice.
And the whole
yeah.
cast is there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really enjoying GH. They're doing a good job.
And Dr. O has kidnapped the baby. Yeah.
And kidnapped the baby, yes.
And she threw Brad mm-hmm. off the terrace. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, she kind of, she's a little comical in a way, too. She kind of provides a little bit of comic relief, Kathleen Gatty. And she's a little, she can be evil,
yeah.
but she's a lot of different layers to her. And she's
and now
doing
she has,
a real good job.
Elizabeth kidnapped as well because she's pissed off at Elizabeth
yeah, she kidnapped
for
Elizabeth.
Revealing the secret.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Elizabeth never gets any respect. She's kind of the Rodney Dangerfield of General Hospital.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But
she's okay.
I agree. I think GH is by far the best written
Better.
Show right now, though.
Oh, yeah. By far. They're doing really good things on there, I think. And they brought Teo back, so, you know, they can't be all bad.
yeah.
My book.
Starts filming again
actually,
Monday,
he,
right?
He starts filming on Monday. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
For a good story with him.
Kirsten Storm is probably going to come back soon because she's back from maternity leave.
Who's that?
Just tell Teo.
Kirsten Storm. She's back from maternity leave. So.
Oh, okay.
She'll be showing up soon.
Storm. Oh, yeah, Maxie. Okay. What did you say, Angela?
I was saying no glasses for Teo. I don't want him to wear the
oh,
glasses.
Oh, no. I've already talked to him about that. He said it on the interview. He said it. No glasses, he said. So unless
okay.
the producers make if he comes on with glasses, it's probably because they forced him to, because I don't think he wants to. Most of his fans don't want him to. So, yeah. And less clothes, too. So I don't know if that'll happen or not. So we'll see. We'll see what I'm anxious to see. He had an excellent entrance his first time. Curious to see how this and how we'll see him the second time.
Mm-hmm.
How he'll make his entrance, so. I don't know.
Well, what do you think is going on with Luke?
Oh, Luke is Tony Geary is. I'm telling you, he's doing an excellent job as this new Luke or different Luke. He's kind of really playing it really well. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Do you think
maybe
do you
the
think
treatment
like
he got?
Do you think it's like an imposter, or is he drugged or brainwashed? Or
yeah,
what is it?
I've heard. Both different things, like whatever happened when he was in that miscavige or whatever, got drugged or brainwashed. But then other things are out there saying that it's an imposter. It's really not. Maybe he has a mask on, like
yeah,
they
or a twin, you know, like a twin.
Or
Jim Romanovich put a question out there a couple of weeks ago, and it just said, you know, what if we had like another Barnabas Collins type, you know, character, you know, where it was really there were two, and.
Well, he has a twin. Luke has a twin, but the twin died.
Oh, he did see. I don't know. This
that's
is my
right.
GH history. I didn't know that. He had a twin.
Yeah,
and
Bill
he,
Eckert, his cousin.
That's right. That's good, yeah. So,
okay, and he died
Andre,
how?
But, yeah.
So he could always come back?
Mm-hmm.
People have never even thought of that yet, though, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, like Tracy doesn't realize. And it's so funny how Tracy
or maybe
found
with
out
Victor
from,
coming back, maybe he brainwashed Luke or something.
I think Victor, you know how we think it showed that Luke is funding Julian and a silent partner. I think there's an even higher silent partner, which could be Victor, you know, running
I think
things.
Maybe Victor brainwashed Luke and is controlling
mm-hmm.
everything.
Is controlling
he's
everything.
He's in charge of the WSB now. That makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it should be interesting, but I think Tony Geary is doing a good job because he's
yeah, like his mannerisms
different.
And stuff are different. Yeah.
Yes, the whole personality, even his like voice and everything is like different. So pretty good.
Yeah.
So anything else? We can maybe wrap it up. Anybody have anything else to say? Or we're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone.
That
was,
you guys.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You're such
a yeah. Thanks for calling, Angela and Jamie and Anna and
yeah, you're
Rose.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for hosting, Marianne.
Yeah. And then there's Heather and Jan and Merber and
Bert.
Jen
oh,
in the chat room.
Doc's showed up. I didn't see her pop on. Oh, okay.
Oh, Miranda's out there?
Yeah,
oh.
Miranda's out there, yeah.
Hey, Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
I think you should call. I think Miranda should call in.
She hasn't called
I
in,
I think
has
so,
she?
Too.
Yeah.
I think we
she's
should
gonna
hear
have to
Miranda.
Call in. Yeah. She's ignoring
I'm
us, I think.
I'm just teasing her. I'm just,
yeah.
I'm just giving her trouble.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, we'll see everyone next week, I guess. Next Saturday.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Yes,
thanks,
night.
Everyone.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Night.
Good night.
Night.